Never surrender.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
I enjoyed it too.
Remember his mum said if you're going to do it, do it properly.
So I'm just waiting for the silence. Just the wind through the trees. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an international edition of Never Surrender by the Squinters. My name is Needles, and I am sitting here on a nice white bench amongst the foliage in the Fairview Wine and Cheese Estate, about 5 kilometres outside the town of Paarl in the Western Cape of South Africa. And I've come this way to bring together the four shining lights of the Squinters, founding members of the Squinters and of the pod, we've come to paying members. Shit, I still haven't paid Dunsey. I better pay him. It is from my right, Bubs.
Hello, Never Surrender, welcome all.
Coco.
Hello, Needy, great to be back.
And my man, the reason why we're all here, Mal Michael.
G'day, yeah, Never Surrender.
Welcome to Africa. And the reason why we're here is, ladies and gentlemen, particularly ladies of all female squinters, bad luck, because another squinter is off the for sale rack. Mal Michael, he got married last night. It was a heck of a party. We're all feeling very, very good. Five coffees better now. But, you know, Coco's flown all the way from Pennsylvania. Mal's come down from England, and myself and Bubs, we are here from Australia to talk about the Giants game that they played at the Golden Egg yesterday at 5:45. So obviously it was very early in the morning. The three with me were up and they watched it. Even if I was going to be up, I wasn't going to watch it. And it was a good thing I didn't. I'm going to throw to Bubs. We saw you in the photo looking at it. You were looking sort of disheveled and in the photo. As I always say, take me through it.
Well, we kind of got out of jail in the end of it, really. We
put ourselves in jail, really, were we?
Yeah.
We hung on.
We hung on, but we had enough lead that we could do that. I mean, we had some injuries in the back end, and also Sammy Taylor in the first quarter, which was a challenge for us, because Peatling came on as sub, and so we were a little bit undersized. But I mean, overall, I mean, I think about previous years to this year, and these were typically games that we'd probably find a way to lose sometimes. When we have a little bit of adversity, we wouldn't always get the job done. And so now I think it puts us in a pretty good position to contend and potentially drop one in the next few weeks because we've got some tough games ahead.
Yeah, I thought Patsy Cline always said it best, I fall to pieces, and they fell apart down back without big Slam and Sam Taylor down there. And I saw a pre-season list of top backs, and both Sam Taylor and Jack Buckley were in there. And I love Jack Buckley, but playing the leading man, I think he was found out a little bit, as was our whole back line in that last quarter particularly, but after Sam Taylor went down, so... to the medical staff, you know, keep him on the park.
Right,
that's what we need. Keep Sam Taylor on the park.
Sam or bust. The interesting thing was, from, you know, someone who didn't watch it, I turned on the radio for the last minute and a half, and then obviously they scored two goals and I turned it off and threw the phone away. But the interesting thing was that Kingsley referred it, he sort of said, we put the queue in the rack too early.
Yes.
But perhaps another bit is we haven't had any injuries for five games, really. But maybe in a different season, a la 2019, Cornelio does his ACL and is out for the season. This one, he's only out for 2 weeks, apparently. And Sam Taylor, for all intents and purposes, should be dead, it looked like, lying on the ground.
But it'd probably be back next week. We might give him a rest.
Take it a little bit. Mal Michael, you were there. You were on the couch.
I was
sort of girding your loins, ready for a slight, not quite as an important moment a little bit later in the day, but you were up early to watch the footy. Thoughts racing through your mind?
Oh, yeah.
got the day off to the perfect start, you know.
Yeah, it really
did. If you're going to get what, if you're going to get any day you're going to get married, you need your team to win.
The boys to sleep.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And there were some nervy moments here when they kicked, you know, the last six of the game, St Kilda.
Absolutely outrageous.
So, you know, special thanks to James Peatling for that mark late
of.
In the game. Who basically saved the day. I would have had to call the whole thing off. The missus would have been pleased. The in-laws would have been absolutely ropeable.
But we would have all agreed. Like, we would have all done. Well, yeah, fuck this. We're done.
I would have had to go to...
Yeah. No win, no wedding.
Yeah, no wedding this time around.
Would have had to lock myself in a darkened room and, you know...
Just dwelled.
Exactly.
No, did one of these standouts, though?
Sorry?
Were any standouts that you saw, players? Lockie Whitfield. Sorry, say what you're going to say about Lockie Whitfield. Say it.
I feel like a lot of his touches are cheap.
Disagree.
I'm not even agreeing to disagree. I'm just disagreeing.
You've got to have his a point job, of view. I like that.
Mate, his job is for blokes to handball to him and then he jams it down, you know, assorted blokes' throats further up the ground.
And you and I go, we've got no problems with ball users being given the ball by ball getters.
Exactly. No, I'm absolutely, if he actually jammed it down the throat, you know, of the blokes further up the field. But maybe it's just me, maybe it's a bias. So I'm sorry if it is Lockie. I know a lot of people rate him, but I always feel that he frequently misuses.
Good Lord.
Yeah,
We saw on a stat, and I picked it up during a there was a sort of a review how Rowan Marshall played really, really well, and not only that, he actually gave Briggsy a bath. Was anyone watching particularly keeping their eye on Briggs? Was Briggs buggered?
There was a moment late in the game when he seemingly had a bit of a shoulder niggle, and that didn't look good. But yeah, he wasn't at his rampaging best.
I was trying to keep my eye on Briggsy, but all I could see was Rowan Marshall jumping all over him, mate. Big number 19 for the Saints. That's all I could see. No, and that's to Bub's point, like, to win these games, we didn't play. It didn't appear that played very well.
We haven't yet.
No, exactly. So to be 5-0, you know, top of the table, 144%-ish.
And the other thing about it is, like poor last quarter, but the first three quarters, it was a comfortable...
Yeah, exactly.
Put up and shut up. Yep. See your way.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's great. It's superb. And then, yeah, we can afford, as you know, Bub mentioned, we can afford to, you know, it's a big game for the Blues next week, I'd say. But, you know, they'll be looking to bounce back. But, you know, for us, if we lose that one, you know, no dramas. Taylor will probably be out and, you know, we'll just continue on.
Probably still be top of the table.
My hot take is I think we'll go undefeated for the rest of the season. I think the Gold Coast one was going to be the bit. And we got through that.
I reckon.
Jesse Hogan wins a Coleman. Picked it.
Jesse's already leading the Coleman. I think he's got 19. But we're in a good position because, say, we've lost two for next week, but I think Haynes comes back in and Cal comes straight back in after dominating the Rezzies.
Add a few years on the H profile. Some of our finest servants.
But we've also got options down back too. So maybe Durka comes in or Lekalier.
Yeah, Lek.
Kind of providing the height and providing us some options where we haven't had as much depth in past years. We probably had to rely on Keith coming in or someone like that who's a bit of a battler.
I've been saying that for a long time. Everyone else has been defending him, but
I agree with that because all our depth has been in the midfield. You know, we had a million midfielders, and then blokes, we got rid of all the depth.
Tanner Broome.
Like Tanner Broome.
Unfortunately, he's gone to start playing well for Geelong. That's disappointing.
Nah, don't worry. He's still going to be getting a game for us, though. And we've got all these blokes. We sort of hollowed out the midfield depth, and we've got got better depth down back now with a couple of these blokes, Leck and, you know, Wade. And then, you know, even a little bit up in the up forward too, we got
Darcy.
Yeah, Darcy.
Got hard.
I'm actually thinking got hard. This is exactly. Going to be
the goat herd. Hard. Well, we are a goat farm, so goat herd, take your pick.
Controversial, mate. If I was Kingsley, I'd be sitting down, snooze, and tell him to take a week off, mate. And
Did anyone want to have a controversial
Darcy.
Take
yeah,
on snooze?
Mate, my controversial take is, mate, I love the bloke, and he gave us so much energy, and I think he's a big reason last year, but he needs to finish his work, mate, because we have got a lot of small forwards. Harvey Thomas is going well, and then we got Darcy Jones to come in, and you just need to snag up, you know. You need to be kicking at least a goal a game.
Yeah, and when Harvey, as I've said last week,
two goals, two tackles, something like that.
Harvey Thomas, he's not good at great snap, but when he gets graduates high school, he's going to be a real weapon.
Absolutely, mate. He's superb. Yeah, big fan of his work.
Yeah, and that's really interesting that you would perhaps Snooze would might be under a little bit of pressure, particularly if Darcy keeps coming up. Midfield wise though, there's like Harry Ralston,
yeah,
and Josh Fahey.
Fahey.
They might be potential, but Callum Ward comes straight in.
Callum Ward in.
And the other one that the squinters, you know, is the much aligned old Riccardi out. Maybe the Unabomber coming in.
Because he got four.
Yep.
He nailed four goals, 4-2 as well. So he's looking pretty good. There's pretty big raps on old Max
Grzelski.
The Unabomber.
is he gonna also chop out Bredzi in the ruck?
Yeah, well he's one. I think he's 195s or something. So he's kind of not too dissimilar to Riccardi. But he's probably we hope that he's probably more consistent than Riccardi.
Has Cadman's been doing the back? He's been in a little bit of backup ruck, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cats was okay, kicked a goal.
Yeah, he was okay. Yeah.
Mal's got the stats up, the AF points, and Lockie Ash was our number two, was he, behind Whitfield?
Yeah, I think that's the case.
It's been a little while since, like, he's gradually getting himself into the game. Or into the season, perhaps. And Connor Iden, obviously, right up the top, because we had a lot of defending to do probably in the last quarter.
Quite achiever, Lockie Ash, I think.
Yeah.
You know, he goes about his work, very consistent, not a lot of flash to him.
He doesn't turn it over as much as he used to, either.
Yeah.
Which is important.
I also had to pick you up, Needles, about the old undefeated season. The four of us sitting on the bench here once had an undefeated season. All had a grand final together and lost it. So, well, I'll take a loss to the Blues next week if it means we can have the granny.
It wasn't an undefeated season by definition. It was undefeated until the grand final.
Undefeated regular season.
Which is problematic. And two finals.
And two finals.
We did them twice. Oh yeah, problematic. Yeah. No, actually, was it? No, it wasn't. One final.
And then they did us.
Yeah.
I think, was that the day? No, that wasn't the day.
We went out with a whimper. No, that was 2004. That was 2006, that loss.
That was a bad day.
It was a bad day, but much better. Yesterday was much better.
It was.
And no one, hardly anyone mentioned it. So, you know, yeah. But accidentally, just in passing, I think. So that's a little, yeah, you had one more.
I was just going to say one more. I love seeing... Cogs, my heart, you know, fell to the floor when he went down. It looked for all the world like an ACL, and he's been, you know,
lighting it up.
Yeah, he's been brilliant this year. I love that he's back and playing his role within the team and playing great footy after, you know, everything we went through back in the Night of the Long Knives and, you know, the story we've told, and he's had to swallow it. And he's a brilliant team man now and has been playing some... sensational footy. So
I totally agree with his sort of story. Like it must have been brutal because everyone had him. He was going to be the captain. He's going to be the captain, and he should have been. And he got to the captain and didn't quite work for a number of reasons. No, it didn't. It didn't work at all. But he is an absolute tremendous vice captain, really cracking in. It's extraordinary.
Sensational footballer. Yeah, absolutely.
He seems like a great bloke and a great, generally great human.
Yeah.
So it is. It is. While captaincy didn't sort of suit him, he's been incredible in his role. And in fact, he's arguably playing the best footy he ever has this year.
Did you blokes play footy after you had kids? I didn't. I was done by then.
Still am, my son.
Still, yeah.
Although last year was a nightmare. And I mean, this year might be a real problem. But technically, I'm signed up.
Is there, Needy, is there something in that with Cogs and, you know
Toby,
maturity?
Toby?
Yeah, no, nah, mate. Isla's still young, though. I think she's still up at night, mate, doing all that sort of stuff. That's why I'm seeing it. Yeah. But I think Cogs' daughter's a little bit older, right? A couple months older.
Yeah, we'll have to see how Desi goes.
Is there anything, Desi, is there anything
in there? He was out for personal reasons.
Around becoming a father and maturity or affecting your football?
Well, I mean I was at a level where like a nuclear weapon wouldn't have necessarily affected the standard of my football. So probably because I reckon things matter less.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you really got to win this and also the kids are growing up and like that, is a little bit of
priority shift
perspective and all that sort of thing, particularly if your entire life is built around getting yourself right for the game. Suddenly, it's not your entire life anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't be, and you will finish, and you might play bad, but you'll move on because you've got to feed the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why kids are so, you know, annoying, but also good, because your life has changed. You're out of the routine, and every day is different. You're mostly angry.
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't we? Yeah, just a little nod from, what did we call you?
Number two.
No, you had a name when you came?
No clue.
Okay, right. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's probably a wrap. Yeah, let's cast our mind forward.
Yeah.
Well, actually, here we go. Just in for Ragnar. Does anyone get a bake? We got Snooze, I guess, gets a bit of a bake.
Nah, I give him my bake. I'm done. Sorry, Lockie. Thanks, Lockie. James.
Well, let's just quickly cast our minds forward then. You know, we got Carlton next week at the MCG.
Yep. Mm. Nah, is it at the G? It is.
Probably.
Yes.
That's their home ground, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone looks at their phone.
I've already shaped up the now. I've been telling Bub all week, like, I don't mind if we lose this one. So I've already shaped it as a loss.
We won't.
And there'll be... Yeah,
we're at Marvel. Okay.
And, you know, then the narrative becomes like, is Wiedering still out? Is he out for Carlton or is he in? Like, I don't know. There's a Wiedering and like Taylor sort of narrative floating around there. And I suppose we'll find out a bit more about Jack Buckley when he's got to, you know, lead the defence against, you know, Kerno and that other bloke.
Mackay.
Yeah. So, you know, there's, you know, opportunities, I suppose, needy. But I've already marked it down as a loss and, you know, happy to take that one, move on, you know.
The only problem with that is that we've got so many mates that are Carlton fans and, having to put up with their, you know.
Fax 10 and Pomlet.
Oh, Gary.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
The Fitzies, gold and silver.
Now, suddenly shit gets personal.
Nah, they can have it, mate. Let them have it now.
Let them have it in September.
Exactly.
But,
mate.
I mean, they wouldn't have expected to lose against April. Brisbane.
No, yeah, I know. The story's changed in the last day or two.
Oh, that was Adelaide that they got done.
2 points.
So they beat Brisbane, yeah. That's actually interesting.
Playing havoc with my tipping.
Andy, I'd like to ask, has anyone seen the Phil Davis documentary, The Controllables? No. Did any of you blokes watch that on
Where
Giants
is that
TV?
On?
No,
it's on the Giants. I watched it, and what I wanted, really, and I love Phil, I love his commentary work, and I love what he does in the draft. Yeah, that
and
voice.
And they were the best, he was like they set up the second Squinters podcast, and he did some good work on the second
Yeah, absolutely. And I was looking for 2019 grand final. You know, that's a live issue. It's alive. It's still, is it a live issue for you, Needy?
Sensitivities.
It's a live issue. It's not been put to bed.
I had
bed,
a lot of shit
know.
Going on that day, and that didn't help after the first quarter.
But I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear more from Phil Davis around, you know, should he have played, should he have not played, all the rest of it. And all he said, he just moved on and said, he thought the other team was better when he was playing. Yeah, and that's all he said. No, maybe even the other team. Yeah, the Tigers were better.
Both could be true.
Jack Rewald could be better because Phil Davis was playing. Yeah, exactly. But I wanted to see like some sort of reflection on that because it was a huge moment and shaped the day in a lot of ways. Yeah. You know, and maybe the horse had already bolted anyway.
It's too late to.
But
have
I didn't see any. I don't know.
You wanted
I wanted some self. I wanted a mea culpa. Absolutely. But I don't know, he seemed like he's a real like narrative driven bloke. So he had his narrative in his documentary, which he presented, and then just stuck with that, you know. So I think sometimes you can see a little bit more self-reflection I would have appreciated.
Okay, that's it. I mean, I suspect, and I've got no idea, but there's, you know, that he was hoping for a Jeremy McGovern effect. Yeah. Like in 2018, the year before, McGovern absolutely crippled and played a brilliant game.
Yeah.
But like that's the only time I've ever seen it happen. The injured guy goes into the final.
And played well.
And plays well. You might get injured during the final and play well.
What injury did McGovern have?
He had something like up in his hip, like a hip kidney thing was bleeding or broken.
Yeah,
or,
you can do that. What about Hodgie when he played in that grand final with the broken ribs and walked out and put his arm up to, you know, tell the boys to test out his ribs, you know?
Yeah,
but you
right.
can play
Nigel
with those.
Back in the
Nigel Lappin, you can do that.
Dip into Domenico, like a busted lung, punctured lung.
Yeah, you can do it when you're as hard as Luke Hodge.
Well,
I'm not sure many.
Stalk legs, Phil Davis.
You can't do it on
Luke
a car.
Hodge, Lee Matthews and Dusty Martin are about the only blokes, and maybe Michael Voss about the only blokes who could do that.
Yeah. that's interesting. So, sort of homework for Squinters is get on Giants TV.
Yep.
Download the documentary, get amongst it, and come back with views.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I'm right out not watching it.
You're right.
I'll wait for the Cal War documentary.
The best bit, the Cal having a few words about that was
Cal in it.
Cal's in it a little
bit. I might be worth a watch now.
fast forward to the cow bits, mate, because he's a legend.
Obviously, you're all gasping to be coming back on the pod, sort of,
so,
you know, for the next
so glad to be here.
19 weeks up until the grand final.
Yes.
On the slim chance that we don't, you aren't able to come on as regularly as you've all promised this year, do you have sort of bits and pieces of views or hot takes or things you want to be the listeners to be thinking about for you to leave them with? Because, you know, you've got to go back to your guests.
Just like hoping their hearts never surrender. This is our year, boys. It's
this
our
is the
year.
2024.
Never surrender.
Yeah, I agree. It's our year. It's the mindset seems a bit more robust this year, and I think that's going to carry us a long way. And time to get Darcy, give him a game, mate, because I think he could be the difference in September.
Nice.
Yeah, I share a lot of the other takeaways. I think there are shades of Collingwood a few years ago of losing the prelim by a point and then coming back and winning the flag. And I feel like we're pretty well placed to be in a similar position and probably a better balanced team than I can recall for many years. So, you know, never surrender.
Well, we're not going to go to the side. I was just going to say, gentlemen, like, thanks very much for making yourselves available, coming all the way to Africa to host this pod. Anytime any of you guys wants to have another wedding, you know, in an intercontinental location, we're all here for it. I think we can come along.
I've had two in the last 6 months, so I'm probably done for
a while. Okay, well, given, yeah, right. Well, look, just putting it out there, just in case, because we will reform. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
You know, don't work too hard. I hope the hours, like the early morning. What's your general, what time are you watching normally?
1:30 or something.
Right, 1:30.
Through, yeah, 1:30
in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Great day for a Sunday.
It's a challenge. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What about yours? Yours is not too bad.
Yesterday would have been probably 4:45, but that's probably
quite
the worst
early.
Hour.
Yeah, it's early for football.
You can usually catch the last quarter, though, which is all right.
Right. Well, I mean, or you can just do the grand final replay, which really works. No, just the replays. Works for me on the Zwift machine, trying to burn off the old man, or what we just had for this wonderful weekend. Righto, fellas, it's going to be big. It's going to be golden. Oh, it's going to be orange. It's an orange year. Never surrender.
Never surrender.
Never surrender.
Never surrender.
Next hardest working player, maybe Coniglio.
It might just be an oversight, but here's a chance to get it right. It's Coniglio.
And Coniglio said third to him.
Good job, boys. It's good to be back on the pod. I love the pod.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dad. Okay, were you recording?
Jeez, I hope so.
Yeah. 22 minutes.